point.
And you see, the beautiful girls are used to having only two types of guys approach them. Guys who will treat them badly, because they've been told if you treat really beautiful girls badly, then they'll do everything to qualify themselves for you. Mm-hmm. Or guys who are kissing their ass. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Yeah, that's not going to get anywhere. And neither is the other with girls with any self-esteem. Yeah. Whereas if you go over and you give a girl your honest attention, and you learn from her the things she's interested in, and you ask her why, you ask her to tell you more. You don't jump in the moment she says, you know, I like motorcycles. Say, oh yeah, I've got a motorcycle, I've got this kind. You say, cool, have you been riding for long?
Genuinely interested in that.
Because when you can be genuinely interested and provide non-judgmental acceptance, they will tell you things they've never told anyone else before. They will open up to you like you've never imagined. I will tell you an interesting thing. I spent a lot of my time in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. home of the MAW. MAW is a standard industry term. It stands for model, actress, waitress, or model, actress, whatever.
Yeah.
But really it stands for, and has always stood for, model, actress, whore.
Okay.
And you see, this is the thing. The incredibly beautiful girls you see in those places would be stupid to ignore the offers of $5,000 to go home with some guy some night. And they're not stupid. They're just subtle.
Yeah.
So if a girl is trying to get herself through law school and she's going to pay $150,000 a year for tuition, she's got to come up with that money from somewhere. And even if her parents are subsidizing her, it's hard to turn down enough money for something that you don't expect you'll hate.
Yeah.
So those indecent proposals show up a lot more often than anyone thinks. When I talk to most women and I ask them questions about things they've never spoken to anyone about, mm-hmm. they'll tell me things that made my mind flip 15 years ago. But now after so many of them, I now expect it.
Yeah.
I would say that at least 50% of the hottest looking girls in any city between the ages of 18 and 35 have worked in the sexual services industry, at least to some degree, at some point.
Yeah.
So before you get all caught up on looking for a nice girl, recognize that being a nice girl does not deny that she's had a lot of sex, nor that the lot of sex she's had may have had some commercial aspect to it.
Yeah.
And for a final summary, I want you all to think about this. Would you go to a dentist and think, oh no, this guy's done dental work on lots of people. I want one who's never done dental work on anyone, or at most, maybe a couple.
I love that.
My sweetie says to me, it's funny to her when men talk about a woman who's had a lot of sex being loose, because the vagina is full of muscle. And it's an interesting thing. If you pump iron for 2 hours a day, your muscles don't get loose.
Really awesome. I absolutely love it. It's been a complete pleasure having you, and I think there's some really valid points you put across there, which I think a lot of people listening to this may not have heard before. Just once again, if people do want to find out more about you, they can check you out at
Google. You'll find about 250 pages.
No, just put it on Google.
Seriously, go to johnnysoporno.com or worthyplayboys.com.
Awesome.
They all interlink, and the videos are available and are free, and I'm also on Facebook and MySpace. If anyone wants to add me, I'm always happy to have new people to chat with.
Excellent. It's been an absolute pleasure, Johnny. Awesome having you on board, and we'll definitely get you in again to talk again. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.